All right, everybody, welcome to Sales Pitch and talking about houses and closing times. So when you buy a new house, depending on what you accept in a loan from the other party, that really determines when the closing date's going to be. So let's say you get an FHA loan or a veteran loan. Now, depending on time frames, they can take longer because they're in special programs. Like FHA is more on the government side, so a little bit slower processing money to give to somebody, because that money is what I call more secured, because they want to make sure, even though you are on the end of being pre-approved, but the process to get that money still remains. So it could take up to 30 days, okay? So even with the conventional loan with higher interest rates right now, guys, banks are taking longer to process loans. So we're looking at now everything's good. I got the okay to start packing and moving the rest of my stuff into my storage area. So I'm looking at about 30 days. So that's how long it takes, even on a conventional loan, with the high interest rates with the banks, of the closing date. Because primarily closing dates is on borrowed money. So even though they put the 20% down, the other, like say, $100,000 or whatever they needed, that's still on loan, and that's on a 7% interest rate, so, or whatever interest they got. They may be a little bit lower, but primarily probably got that 7% and that $100,000. So, you know, they're looking at quite a bit of money as a house payment just to get everything together. And that's time consuming. There's nothing anybody can do about that, guys. So now here's the best thing. Here's a tip for you all. Number one, subscribe to Sales Pitch. And two, if you like what I'm talking about, and if you like the housing market and what I've been talking about with that, then stick with me, because I'm gonna be going through my next house with you as well, and the process of paying cash. Okay, that's what I do. I pay cash. Now, cash closing dates can be done in like less than a month, because there's no loan process. The only process they have are closing costs. So, and that's not on me. That's on the buyer. If the buyer's paying cash, so conventional loans or cash is king, because cash means, okay, you have the ability to close faster depending on your inspection time. Now, you can just call any inspector in the city, make that time to come out and look at the house if you need to. Now, if this is your first house, you know anything about looking at houses, I would recommend getting a once-over on a house. Now, I usually don't, because I've been doing this so long. I can look at the roof. I can look at plumbing. I can look at electrical. I just see things that are out of norm and say, okay, well, I already know this, and this that would need to be fixed. So I'm going through a lot of things. And especially city. My biggest issue in the city is the hot water and the furnace. Because a lot of people redo these houses, but they don't put new furnaces in. And a furnace will be like 20, 30 years old. That's unacceptable to me. So I'm going to offer less on the house. If it needs a roof, I'm already offering $10,000 less, because a roof today costs a lot. Costs about that. Even on a small house, you're looking at about 8 to 10 if you have a contractor come out. Now, if you do it yourself, rip the roof off if you can, which I'm proud to say I don't like doing that. I'm just getting too old to be up there ripping a roof apart. But if I had some help, I still could do it on my own. Not that I want to, but I still could. But I'd rather have a contractor do that. So I look at the cost of all that stuff. Okay, now I got to have the roof redone. This house ain't worth what you're marketing it for with a bad roof and all this maintenance that need to be done. So that can affect closing times when you need to have things inspected. If you're not sure, look at it yourself, go over it. If you are completely sure, then say, you know what, I'm good. But if you're not, it takes about anywhere, depending on the area, the city inspector can take up to a week to 2 weeks to schedule out. And with this situation we're in, I've been, especially when I moved out here, I scheduled one guy, and he had to move it up a week. I said, I don't have a week. I'm just going to get a private inspector to come out and look at everything. So I did. I got a plumber to come out and do my inspection for me, which took one day. And I got an electrician to come out and inspect the house. It's like, look, I don't care about the city inspectors. What I care about is you, because you're here. You tell me what's wrong. I can have it fixed. The city inspectors are absolutely unneeded, guys. I'm telling you, not unless you know nothing about a house. What you can do to save some time, no. Let's say you have a friend that's a plumber. Well, he can come out and tell you what's wrong with the plumbing. Or if you know an electrician in your family, have them come out and say, hey, what's going on here? I see some wires hanging out. You know what those are called? Those are called open wires, okay? And no, that's not good. So you want to take care of those as soon. If you do buy a house with open wires, you want to take care of those. If there's no junction box and it's connected weird, then it needs to be taken care of. It's not a big deal, but it is a fire hazard. And FHA loan sees that in a house, they're not going to give you a loan. Now, a conventional loan, they will. See, it's knowing is 100% of the battle with selling and flipping real estate. Because now, if there's a company out there that needs qualified people to look over their houses to make a deal instead of having an inspector, I could say, look, I've been doing houses for quite a while. I'd be a benefit to your operation, to your company. And I just come out here and tell you what I see and what needs to be done. Anywhere from the city pipes coming into the house, from old electrical, fuse boxes and fuse panels to lighting. I mean, it's not that difficult. I mean, it's really not, guys. It's just that if something's really bad, like someone ripped the house apart and you need to redo the whole thing, that to me isn't a good deal. I don't have time for that. And nobody else does too with high interest rates, because I'm not borrowing money against my own money. Just not happening. Not right now. It will not happen. But all right, guys. So closing costs, different closings, and different lenders and different processes have different closing time. Now, specialty programs like FHA on top of a city local program that say that they're helping a couple get into a house because they have no money at all, and there's specialty programs, those can take up to 60 to 90 days. And those are, I do not recommend those at all, because people are coming in at a high risk for that loan. And 90% of those actually fail within the first 2 years. So I don't even bother with those. But all right, guys. So cash is king. If cash is on the table, say $5,000 lower, and they give you some bargaining room with the cash, then I'd say go with the cash or a conventional loan, because those are the least amount of closing times you can get for getting a good house deal on your house. So go with conventional loan or cash. All right, guys, thank you so much. So my next video is coming out tomorrow. I'm packing up right now. I'm taking my bed apart. I'm boxing up stuff, put it in my storage area. And I've already been looking at houses, so now I got to schedule a few showings and then and see if I can do, see if I can get one of these other ones showed out in the city, and then I'm going to be good to go. All right, guys, so I will talk to you guys soon, probably tomorrow, my next video. So my next video is probably going to be on how to schedule a showing with a different agent if your agent isn't available. So all right, guys, have a great day. Subscribe, hit the notification, and make sure you hit that thumbs up for more of my videos.